He is coming back.
And
he is alive. Much alive. Yes, he is. He's not dead. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn into the book of Luke this morning. I want to look at two or three different passages of Scripture where our Lord prayed. No substitute for prayer. Nothing takes his place. He said, men ought always pray and not faint. I believe the reason is so much fainting now, not much praying. Much weakness causes not much prayer. Folks, we need to pray. Acts, book of Acts, when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be timid. We can speak with authority and power. Because we know one that's in authority and has all power. I don't know about you, but a verse of Scripture that blessed my heart, probably hardly a day go by, I don't think about it. You say, I don't think about the Scripture much. Well, get back and get at it. You know why it's good to hide more of the Word in your heart? You can't go around with a Bible in your hand all the time. But you can go around with it in your heart all the time. I like that verse that all power is given to me, both in heaven. Where else? Earth. He's still got power here. I'm glad he does. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 3. Luke chapter number 3. Begin reading at verse number 21. When all the people were baptized, came to pass that Jesus also been baptized. And here's a new word. It never jumped out at me like it did the other day. And prayed. I talk about a lot of times all the rest of this verse, but that don't ever happen to you, does it? You ever overread something? Or? But as the people were being baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were open. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know what happened? Heavens opened. Turn with me now, and still in the Gospel of Luke. I just want to read several different ones, but I want to read about three of them this morning, Lord willing. Times that Jesus prayed. He prayed as he's being baptized. And then he prayed when he called all of his disciples to him, or called his he called his disciples and chose 12 of those disciples to be his apostles. Notice what he said in Luke number 6 and verse number 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out unto a mountain, to pray. And continued a few minutes. I read it wrong, didn't I? All night. Some of the best times and some of the best thoughts in Scripture I've ever gotten, this is the truth, is when I wake up at night. I'll never forget it. I was preaching revival. I'm back in the early 70s. Actually, it was 71. God woke me up in the night, and he gave me a message. It was simply this. If you knew you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? And I preached it that next night. I think it was either 8 or 14 we had saved. I forget which one that night was. And guess who's one of them? One that's playing the piano. See, God works. How old was she? 8 years old. You see, sometimes you wake up at night. Don't get aggravated because you can't go back to sleep. I get aggravated sometimes. I find out there's always a purpose. And I've had several of them the last few months. But you know what? I said, Lord, just go ahead and talk to them. Ain't nobody hear me and you. You can talk out loud if you want to. I ain't heard him talk out loud, but I've sure heard him talk in him. All night long, he prayed. He prayed. In prayer, he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, calling the disciples, and of him he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. And you know who they all were. It's a couple of Jameses, a couple of Judases, and James, Peter, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas. And I won't take time to name all of them. Turn with me now. But he prayed before he chose his disciples. Turn with me also, another passage of Scripture in the book of Luke. And we're going to pray. Reading in chapter number 9 of the Gospel of Luke. Verse number 28. It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, went up to a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spake of the decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter, and said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of heavens, out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we want to thank you for another blessed opportunity coming together in your name here this morning. Lord, I pray your word go forth now and accomplish that displeasing to you. Oh, God, we stand in much need of your presence and your power. I pray that you'd move in our midst and amongst us this morning. Spirit of God, breathe on us. We pray this morning upon every heart and every life, convict and convert. And I pray you'd draw us all closer to thee and fill our hearts with your joy and peace that passeth all understanding, in whose name we pray this morning. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen and amen. Thank God for prayer. Our Savior prayed. We ought to pray. Amen. He prayed. He was praying in his baptism. The Bible said the heavens were open. And you know what? If we want the heavens open to us, him was singing that song. I thought about why, you know what it is? A lot of times it says when the disciples were asleep. But you know what? But will you guess what they saw when they woke up? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I said, God, could you wake us up out of our sleep, out of our slumber, and let us see the glory of God. We need to see and enter into the presence of an eternal and in a holy and wonderful Lord. I'm telling you this morning, it still is real today. Read your Bible in Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the same today as he was yesterday, and we need to see his glory and his grace and his power. You know what Peter said? Also in the book of Peter, he talks about, he said, I'll tell you something. We need to see his glory. If we could ever get a hold of what he's talking about in the book of Peter, you know, also what he's talking about, he's, you know what he says? He said, in this old tabernacle, he told him, said, I'm fixing to get out of him. He said, but I want to tell you something. You need to get a hold of what I'm telling you. We were eyewitnesses of what we're telling you about. We saw it. We heard it on the mount. But he said, I want to tell you something else. We got a more sure word of testimony. You said, what is it? It's right here, thank God. Although they saw the transfiguration, they saw the glory of the Lord. Heaven was opened up unto us. Listen, I'm telling you, and they saw the kind of glory in the beloved Son. Listen, you know what the book of Matthew tells us about Jesus? Said his face was shining like the sun. I don't know nothing any brighter than the sun. I thought, glory to God, no wonder won't need the sun in the next generation, in the next New Jerusalem and city. We won't need the sun because he's the light of it. The Lamb's going to be the light. And Matthew tells us that his light is his face was shining like a light. Listen, glory to God, listen. It reminded me of what the Bible talks about an old ministration. And listen, they come to condemnation. If it was glorious, did you know what? When Moses got up there with God and come back down, he didn't even realize his face was a shining. Listen, Jesus' face looked like the sun, but Moses' face was shining. You know why? Because he'd just been up there communion with God about 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't know his face was shining like that. But oh, listen, he even had to put a veil on when he talked to him because the presence of God was surreal. I said, God, I pray that you'd come surreal in our hearts and real in our lives, that our countenance would change and shine forth and be a light in this old dark world. Yes, sir. We could have it today. We could have his presence and his glory. If we would but pray, I'm telling you, and seek God and believe God, we could see his glory and his grace fall amongst us again. We must have it. People's tired of deadism and tired of formalism. We need the power of God like we haven't seen it in a long time. Come, Lord. Minister to us. You see, in the Old Testament, it was so glorious they couldn't look on Moses' face. That's why the Word of God tells us, oh, if that was the way it was, how much more glorious is this? Amen. We change from glory to glory into his image. How much more glorious is the New Testament? How much more glorious is the gospel it is to us? It is more glorious than the old time. I was reading over the book of 2 Chronicles in the 5th chapter and also in the 7th chapter. You know what happened? They'd rebuilt the temple. Yes, they had. They'd built the temple. They was fixed and dedicated. They brought in the ark. And I'll tell you, the people started praising God. They got the instruments all going and worshiping God and praising God and singing. And you know what happened? The glory of God filled the house. And listen, the priest couldn't even get up and preach. You said, oh, well, that's what it says. He couldn't even get up because the glory of God had filled the house. The Shekinah glory. And I'm telling you what we need is to see the Shekinah glory in the presence of God to be surreal in our lives. I'm telling you, he'll meet with us in... Yes, he will. But you know what they were doing? They weren't mumbling and grumbling. The Bible said they were giving thanks. They were saying the Lord is good and his mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. If that was so glorious, and it was glorious, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle, and the priest couldn't even enter in and minister, why? Because the glory of God had failed. I've heard where they didn't have preaching. I'm not just for not having preaching, but it wouldn't bother me none for coming in one Sunday. I couldn't even get up there and preach. The glory of God done failed. Be more done what I can get up here and try to say. That's what we need, Brother Gary. Shekinah glory. I can remember when they had the Jericho marches. When I was little, Better stay on the bench or under the bench. If you're little. He said, are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. You say, well, they putting on, don't believe they were. They didn't have nothing in this life to be bragging about. It was praising God, wasn't it? They's praising God. That's what they were doing. And the glory of God was falling. And the glory of God was ministering to him. And if the Old Testament times were so glorious, we got something more glorious. Listen, glory to God, we don't have a high priest. Listen, they had to replace every year, every few years. We don't have a high priest. Listen, they ministered like they ministered then. We got one for eternity and forever. And his name is Jesus. And his face shines like the sun, glory to God. That's him. That's why the glory of God's so real. He's real. Thank God for him. And so he's more glorious. And that's why we got something better, something more to shout about than they had. The glory of God. Yes, we do. So what happened? When he prayed, when he was baptized, two or three things happened. What was it? First of all, what did he say? The heavens opened, didn't it? Hey. I don't know about you, but I sure like the glimpse in there. He lets you do it by faith, too. You know what? Get a hold of this. You're talking about baptism. I thought about something. You said, well, it's bad to have. We're going to have a baptism before long. Somebody said, well, it's sure bad to have to go up the creek. I want to tell you what. I read one time where Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 150 years ago, one of the probably the greatest preachers, probably since the preacher of preachers. But you know what he said? He got up real early one morning, the morning he was to be baptized. Got up, said he wanted to spend a lot of time in prayer. They believed in prayer. Got up early in the morning. But he said, I believe what done me much good more than anything. Guess how far he had to walk to be baptized? 8 miles. He walked to the river. You see what he did? Commune with the Lord and talk to him on the way. Fellowship with him. Now we jump in the car and run out here about 8 miles. Probably ain't said a word to him while we're getting there. So never should we complain. I'm telling you something, folk. It meant something to him back then, Brother Raymond. But he said he communed with God. Oh, how long take it to walk 8 miles? I don't know. My daddy used to walk it and go to work every day. Years. But you know what? I don't know how long it take a walk. You walk 4 miles an hour, I heard, so it'd take 2 hours, wouldn't it? It'd take me longer than that now. But you know what? He's still God. Hey, glory of God. Hey, heaven's open. That's a good thing. You know why I think sometimes when we see people on the deathbed so confident, and I've seen several of them, so assurance, you know why? We think they're dying, but they're really starting to live. I believe that. That glory. You know why I believe? Carol was so confident and so brave and so bold. That's why I believe heavens were being opened up to her. I believe she was looking at that Shekinah glory. And I believe with all my heart it'll be fair for you and for me when time comes. I started to say, I started to Lord know you weren't going to take me. He didn't know it. I ain't even starting to it about it. I didn't know. He let me see anything. I sometimes wish he had, and other times I was glad he didn't. Brother Eugene might not want to come back. But you know what? Glory is waiting. But the heavens were open. Amen? The heavens were open. They sure were. Praise God for it. I'm glad they were. Aren't you? I'm glad they was open. And something else happened. Two more things happened. The Holy Ghost, like a dove, come sit upon him. Whew. Folks, Jesus needed that on him. But he had it on his man. He was God. But if he needed to pray, and he needed the heavens open, and he needed the Spirit of God to rest upon him like a dove, I thought to myself, Lord, how much more do I need it? Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Then something else happened. We had a witness. Jesus said, God said, this is my beloved Son. He said, hear him. He said, I'm well pleased with him. Thank God. You know, the only reason that God ever be pleased with you or pleased with me is because of his Son. I could never, apart from him. You say, well, it said he had this testimony before he was translated to please God. He did. But I'll tell you something, them old saints, they were looking forward to the cross. We look back to it. He's come. But still, they was pleasing in the eyes of God. Hey, only way you accepted is accepted in him. You received in him, you complete in him, and you are blessed in him. He's our God. So that was the baptism. Praying. Hallelujah. You better not start off a Christian life dry on your prayer life. You better get in the Word of God too. Quick. Get that inner man growing. Nurturing, feeding him. Yes, sir. Because you better. Because you ain't got rid of that flesh no more than I have. And I'm going to tell you something, that flesh is strong. But if we walk in the Spirit, I got a verse. We shall not fulfill the lust of what? Flesh. That's the only way I can do it. That's the only way you can do it. But I'm glad. He's made a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's made a way because he's the way. We can walk in it. He said, don't be drunk with wine, wherein success, be filled with the Spirit. We better be there. So he prayed at his baptism. Prayed when he called his disciples, or his apostles, from his disciples. He prayed. You know what? If you got some decisions to make, got some problems to go through with, and affliction to go through, you need to make it a matter of prayer. You need to pray. Ask God. He know more about it than you do. You get a lot of advice sometimes, but he's the best counselor I know. Listen to the advice. Listen to the counselors. That's all right. We better get the final word from God. You probably had people down through the years say, Lord told me to tell you something. Well, you better wait and he tells you. I don't care if it's me coming and tell you that. Amen. Wait till God says something. Now, he may be waking you up where you open your ear where you can hear and say, hey, listen, God's trying to talk to you and you're not listening. He done said something to me and he can't work that way. Got it right there. Guarantee. Hallelujah. That's what Peter said. We got a more sure word of prophecy. And he was on the mount with him. You know what Peter said? He said, we're not telling you no fables. He said, we saw his majesty. We eyewitnesses of it. Whew. That's what he said. Glory to God. And so I like that part over there where he's transfigured. Right before him. It says, went up to a mountain to pray. I'm back in Luke number 9 now. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment was white and glistering. And there behold, there talked with him two men, which was Moses and Elijah. Glory to God. You know what? He said, I thought Moses died. He did. What's he doing out there? He's still alive. God buried him. You ever wonder why the devil wounded his body? He wanted it, didn't he? Said something about it, didn't he? Well, if one thing about it, Peter and John could see him. What about old Elijah? He done got out of here too, didn't he? He left a little different way. Ain't he one left on that chariot? God got him? Mm-hmm. As far as we know, all the word of God tells us is to us. Enoch and Elijah translated. Moses died and God buried him. But you know what? Here's Moses and Elijah standing up on the mount talking to him. Look at that. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what? Moses and I, who appeared in glory and spake of the deceased which he did accompany in Jerusalem. Hey, glory to God, they know something about what's going to happen, didn't they? Yeah. Talk to them about it. Yes. Talk to our Lord about the deceased in Jerusalem. That's what they did. And Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. But I like it, his glory. His glory. Thank God. Have you seen his glory? Thank God. I like what Paul said in the book of Corinthians. He said this light affliction is but for a moment, working for us a far more in each season. Eternal. What? Weight of glory. You going through some afflictions? If you just put them on the scales, weigh them against that eternal glory, I tell you what they'll weigh. Nothing. They'll be light. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Nothing's compared to the eternal weight of glory. Thank God for his glory. And therefore, we need to see the fact. Whatever you're going through with now, whatever you're pressing on through, whatever's causing you trouble, all your troubles and heartaches, whatever you may be going through, I want to tell you something. It's nothing to compare with the glory that shall be revealed over there. Hallelujah. There's nothing to be compared with it. Can you imagine? I started to say the first 5 minutes in heaven, but there ain't going to be no time there. Can you imagine the first, how would you say it, a little bit in heaven when we first get there? Can you imagine the glory? There he is, his face shining. Glory to God, never be night no more. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Heavens won't just be open, but we'll be there in it. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful day. Thank God there'll be no more night there. No need of the sun, the moon, the stars. Go out and see if you see any stars anywhere. You know why? Thank you, brother. The sun's just shining. Hallelujah. Go out tonight and you can probably see some. Not cloudy. Well, why? We get to heaven. He's going to be all sun. Hallelujah. The Son of God is going to be the light. Yeah. And what glory that's going to be. And I said, Lord, let me see your glory. God, open the heavens up. Lord, give me some glimpses of your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I was thinking about all this good word. It's good. I can't even get around all of it. Thank you, Lord. Paul, I was trying to quote some of this a while ago. Listen to this. Yeah, I think I meet as long as I am in this tabernacle. Peter said to stir you up, putting you in remembrance. That's 2 Peter 1:13. Knowing this shortly, I must put off this old tabernacle. Even as our Lord, Jesus Christ, has showed me. Moreover, I have endeavored that it may be able after my decease to have these things always in your remembrance. He said, I don't want you to forget them. For we are not following cunning device fables. That's what I was saying a while ago. When we made known unto you, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but with eyewitnesses of his majesty, they saw it. That's when they saw the glory. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when they with such a voice came to us from heaven from the excelled glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And have also more sure, we have also more sure word of prophecy, wherein ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth, listen to this, in a dark place. Now I like this. Until the day dawn and the day star arises, guess what? In your heart. Let me ask you a question. Is that day star got up in your heart? Is it in there? Hey, you still in the dark. Why people stumbling around, they stumble around in the dark. Is a day star. Rise in your heart. Thank God. Nothing like it. Knowing this first set no prophet of scriptures at any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time, but the will of man. Let this sink in. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm telling you something. Scriptures, it wasn't something man thought up. It was moved. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You can depend on this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you seen that Holy of Holies? Have you been in it? Are you walking in it? Is that day star rising in your heart? Are you loving him? Are you praising him? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If I can find that verse right quick, I want to read something before we close. I don't like half quoting something. Got your Bible sermon right quick to 2 Chronicles. God done said more than we can say. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. Second Chronicles chapter number 5. Do like I do. Go to Job and back up a little bit. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5, verse number 13 and 14. This is after they brought the ark back and got the temple finished. And it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one. They weren't divided up and split up. There's one mind, one accord. Just like the day of Pentecost. Thank God for oneness, and even I thank God for the oneness we have in here in this church. Unity. Same mind, one accord. Thank God for you. They was one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they were lift up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud. Hallelujah. Even the house of the Lord. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For listen to this. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I want to see it again, don't you? See a Shekinah glory. Fill his house. Do it, Lord. Do it again. Amen. Do it again. I want to ask you the question. Do you want to see the glory of God? Let's pray. Father, truly we do want to see your glory. God, we have nothing to offer you. Lord, nothing to bring before you, but just cast ourselves upon you, present ourselves. Lord, as wretched, undone as we are, but God, we present ourselves to you on the behalf of our Savior, the glorious one, our wonderful Jesus Christ, whom loved us so much. And God, I come to the throne room to pray, asking for mercy this morning and for grace. God, speak to hearts. Don't let one leave here this morning. Lord, if they don't know for sure that day star is in their hearts, and Lord, they've gotten out of darkness, and you call them out of darkness into a marvelous light, I pray you wouldn't let one leave here this morning. Lord, if they don't know beyond a shadow of doubt, and Lord, if they should die today, Lord, they'd go to heaven and be with you. Help them, Father, to turn to you if they don't know that this morning. And Lord, we'll thank you. God, we'll praise you. And God, I pray you'd help us as believers this morning to realize the seriousness of prayer. Realize, Lord, how much more we need to pray and commune with you and depend on you and to cry out unto you more and more day by day. Lord, you prayed at your baptism. You prayed. And your Father, while you're praying, you're transfigured right before his disciples' eyes. Lord, you prayed. God, many more things happened. And Lord, we know that you're praying for us. You told Peter you prayed for him, that his faith wouldn't fail. And God, it didn't. Although he failed you, you, Lord, he turned back. And God, I want to thank you for praying for me. I thank you, Lord, that you're at the right hand of the Father. Yes. Make an intercession for us now. Not only did you pray for us then, but you're praying for us now. Interceding. God, thank you for the Holy Ghost is here with us, making intercession for us with groanings that we don't know how to utter, what to say. Because God, you said you'd never leave us or forsake us. And God, I pray that, Lord, that you'd help us to really begin to live. Wake up out of our sleeping slumber and begin to see your glory. Begin to see your goodness and grace all around about us and your mercy you've shown toward us. Our Father, we do pray in Jesus' sweet name. Amen and amen. Would you sing with us? Brother Gary's going to come lead us in a song. God spoke to you.